I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Rising temperatures associated with climate change are fanning the flames of wildfires across the region, but as Maggie Mullen reports, when it comes to extreme weather here, there's a new kid on the block, tornadoes.
In June, photographs of an especially picturesque tornado went viral. The Twister was called the Tornado of the Year by the Washington Post, but instead of happening in the usual Twister hotspots like Oklahoma, it touched down in southeastern Wyoming. Meteorologist Bill Mokry with the National Weather Service in Cheyenne says tornadoes are becoming more common in Wyoming and Colorado.
For this stretch of the last 10 days, we have issued more severe weather warnings, including tornado warnings, than we really have in the previous 9 years.
He says that includes large hail and flash flooding, too. But Mokry says people should take advantage of the stretch of calmer weather in the forecast.
Review what preparations that you have and any sort of emergency plans that you would take in the event of, you know, a tornado or flooding.
Mokry says more research needs to be done in order to know what's behind the increased severe weather. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Earlier this week, Governor John Hickenlooper sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services seeking the withdrawal of a rule which prevents providers who receive Title X funding from the federal government from referring a pregnant woman to an abortion provider, even if the patient requests it. The governor says the rule limits the information doctors can provide and would undermine Colorado's success in making contraception readily available and accessible, citing a decrease in teenage birth rates and a 60% drop in the number of abortions. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.